Blog Talk Radio.
Located here on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. And as always, y'all know I'm excited to be here another day. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Another day blessed to be in the house. Amen. As soon as I can fix this microphone, I don't know what just happened. All right. There we go. All right. Another day just to be in the house. And I'm excited about it. And I hope you guys are as well. Amen. Look, y'all, it's a good day today. I'm in the studio. It's your boy, your host, Miss Dana L. King. I'm in the studio all by myself, but I'm not, because I'm with the law. Nah, I'm just playing. Anyway, I'm good, y'all. It's your boy, your host, Miss Dana L. King, and we're broadcasting live here from the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. So look, check it out. Today's topic, as always, is always good. We always have fun. It's Praise Break Friday, and what we're doing today, y'all, watch this. Three distractions your worship leader heart, wrestles with. Ooh, my. Three distractions your worship leader heart wrestles with. Yeah, your worship leader's heart wrestles with. That's going to be the topic of today's conversation, and we will enjoy that today. That and some other stuff we're going to talk about. Hopefully y'all are ready for it. I know I am. But let me give you the rundown on how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, simply push one, and you can be a part of today's broadcast. I mean, you've already dialed in. You got your phone number ready. You got all your stuff in. You done called everybody, and you're good to go. Just push one, and you can be a part of today's show. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. Looking forward to hearing from you guys if you want to call in and be a part of today's show. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do that. You can find us on Twitter. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Looking forward to hearing from you guys that way. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Yeah, that's where you can find us. Amen. Also, if you want to follow us on Facebook, you can follow us. Go to our Facebook page. If you haven't already, like our page. Go to our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can find us there. All right, there we go. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can find us right there. And then if you want to follow us on Instagram, right, you can follow us on Instagram. Instagram page is real simple to get to. Same thing, TTLO Radio. That's where you can find us on Instagram. What is going on? There we go. TTLO Radio. You can find us on Instagram. Looking forward to hearing you guys talk to us on the gram. And then if you want to email the show, that's real simple to do as well. If you want to email the show, you can email the show. That's takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Looking forward to hearing from you guys that way. We like reading those emails on the air. Again, that's takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Matter of fact, let me make sure I get the email open because I don't want to miss nothing. Sometimes we miss some stuff. There'd be so much stuff going on. We miss some stuff. So, again, that's taking the limits off. taking the limits off at Comcast.net. I can't read. Taking the limits off at Comcast.net. That's how you find us. Real simple, real easy to do. One more time. That's takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. And then the live streams. The live streams are up and running. The live streams, well, no, they're not. I just lied. The live streams will be up and running real quick. The live streams will be up and running. I'll give you those in a minute. But the live streams are up and running. I just want to make sure we all have that. Amen, amen, amen. Look, y'all. So look, Facebook.com. Or rather, let me start this off with Ustream. Ustream is where you can find us. Ustream, you can find us at Ustream.tv. Ustream.tv, do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off Radio on Ustream.tv. That'll be up shortly. I'm not sure what's going on over there, but it will be up shortly. Ustream.tv, looking forward to hearing from you all on Ustream. And then Facebook Live, Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Looking forward to hearing from you all. That way. Again, that's Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Looking forward to hearing from you all that way. And then for those of you who are on Instagram, you can find us on Instagram. That's real simple. Instagram, TTLO Radio is where you can find us on Instagram. TTLO Radio, real simple, real easy to do. Don't take much. Just go right there to Instagram and do a simple search for Taking Limits Off Radio or TTLO Radio. You can find us right there. On the gram. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, they done did something weird here with Ustream. Got a whole new page. When did they upgrade? All right. All kind of stuff happening. Amen, amen. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then last but not least, please subscribe to our podcast. Go to blogtalkradio.com, right? blogtalkradio.com/TTLO Radio. Real simple, right? blogtalkradio.com/TakingTheLimitsOff. That's where you can find us. Or just do a simple search. If you go to Blog Talk Radio and put in the little search box up there, Taking the Limits Off Radio, it will pop up and you guys will be, we would really appreciate if you guys would go there. Just sign up, become a subscriber. Look, they don't send you no erroneous emails. You only get emails about our show. You get a live notification when we're about to go live, and that's it. You don't get a whole bunch of stuff. You're not going to get bombarded with a lot of stuff. We don't do that. You notice those of you who are on our email list, and watch this. If you're not on our email list, do this for me. If you're not on the email list and you want to be on the email list, it's real easy to do. If you go to the Facebook page and hit the sign up button on the Taking the Limits Off page, it'll take you right to the Blog Talk Radio page and you sign up. Or you can just email the show, Taking the Limits Off Radio or Taking the Limits Off at Comcast.net, and we will make sure to add you to our email list. Amen, amen, amen. Woo, Lord, feel like a lot. I feel like I was doing a whole lot of extra stuff. Oh, man, y'all pray for me. I've been down here since 10 o'clock. We trying to get some sound, new sound system in our church. So I had to be down here a little early today where one of the sound techs came by, and I had to be down here a little early. So we was able to get that done to get him so he could get us a nice little proposal or something. And you know how they do. Y'all know how the churches got to do. You got to have three proposals and all of that stuff. You know how they go. But we good. We good. So we got that in. And I was running around, and yeah, so as always, it's too much going on before the show. It's always too much going on, but we good. But look, y'all, I want to know how y'all doing. I want to know how everybody is doing. What's going on? What's going on in the world? What's going on with the peoples? What's going on with you? What's going on with y'all? Is my producer available? Let me see. Are you available? It was so funny. I had a conversation with the Cardinal yesterday, and for those of you asking, Michael hasn't been here because he is trying to finish his dissertation. Michael is also in school, trying to finish up and complete his doctorate degree. And part of him doing that is he's got to finish his dissertation. And if you've never had to write one, if you've never had to do that whole final paper and all that stuff, it is a beast. It is nothing to be played with, and it takes a lot of time. So we're not going to be mad that he hasn't been able to be here. We're just going to keep him in prayer. So when the time comes and he's able to come back full strength, he will be here with bells on. But he's already said he didn't know, and I guess he missed it, Tanya, the reason I was calling you. He didn't know about Baby Sweet and the $17,700. For some reason, he missed it. I don't know how he missed it, but him didn't know. So when I told him yesterday, he started shouting on the phone for you on the phone. So it was something amazing to hear. I was like, wow, oh, my God. But, yeah, so he said he can't wait because he said he got a special song just for you and Baby Sweet, a special song written just for you and Baby Sweet, and that $17,700 that she got for her scholarship. So he's excited. he's excited for y'all. And I forgot to tell you that. I really did. I don't know how I forgot to tell you that, but I talked to him yesterday. So it's really, really good. Okay, y'all. So the live stream is now up and running. Y'all probably said, what is he talking about? The live stream is up and running on Facebook right now. So the live stream is up and running. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. The live stream is now up and running. So y'all can get there quickly. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. That live stream is up and running. For those of you who like to watch the show, the live stream is up and running. And that's Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. And then Ustream is up and running right now as well. Ustream.tv. You can find us right there on Ustream. Ustream.tv. Looking forward to watching, hearing from you guys there as well. Amen. Amen. So look, real quick. I ain't trying to crack no jokes because it's a family matter. But y'all did see in the news that Lil Junior, Lil Trump Junior, apparently done filed the wife filed for divorce with the Trump crew, and then he trying to fire some more people from the Trump crew. I don't know what to tell y'all. I really don't know what to tell y'all. But I mean. I look at it like this. She probably saying, I think Donald Jr. getting ready to go to jail. And I think the wife saying, let me get up out of here now before I get locked up. So I think that's part of what's going on. I think she's saying, let me get up out of here before the mess happened, because I don't want no parts. Of this here. I don't want no parts of it. And I think that's exactly why she did what she did. She don't want no parts of it. Ooh, God bless y'all. Y'all coming on in the room now. Y'all popping on in on Facebook. God bless y'all. Thank y'all so much. I apologize. I couldn't get the stuff up over here. The computer decided. It never fails. When you're on time and you get here early, stuff happens. And then when you're running, you push a button and tell you want to update some stuff. But, so y'all come on in. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. But, yeah, so Miss Trump, the daughter-in-law says she done. She's out of there. She done left the peoples. She tired. She don't want no parts of it. And she said it's and then what? She said no contest. No contest means I want no parts of it. No contest means I want no parts of it. So y'all, even though, you know, I know our president is crazy, but you still want to keep their family in prayer. And I'm gonna say it like this: for somebody that's done been, look, I done been there. I know what it's like to be divorced. I know what it's like. I've been there. Got a couple t-shirts. I'm just trying to tell you, I got a couple of t-shirts. I know what it's like. It ain't never nothing nice. But the fact that she's saying she wants this thing to be over with real quick, fast, in a hurry. That means she ain't trying to put up no fight. She ain't trying to do nothing. She is out of there. She don't want no parts of that. But what I really want to talk about is there was this. So y'all seen this stuff that's been going on with United Airlines, right? So United had a dog that died on the airplane because the flight attendant, is that the correct term, flight attendant? We don't call them stewardesses anymore. Is it flight attendant? Is that what it is? Flight attendant. The flight attendant forced the lady to put the dog in the overhead. Apparently, the dog died in the overhead compartment. And this was all on the news. The dog died, and this was all on the news, right? I'm taking this somewhere. Y'all stay with me. So then that happened. Then we get this whole piece about this senator. I want to talk about it like this. The dog died, and a congressman brings to the floor a bill about pets traveling after the dog died in the airplane. I want to say it like this, and I don't mean no harm. But let me say this. A U.S. Congressman, John Kennedy is his name, Senator John Kennedy. Y'all need to, I don't know, I don't think he's, is he related to, no, he ain't related to the Kennedys. But his name is Senator John Kennedy. He is a Republican in the U.S. Senate. He's a Republican senator out of Louisiana, John N. Kennedy. He literally, this is what he said. He said, today I introduced, mind you, this was 2 days ago. Today I introduced the Welfare of Our Furry Friends Act. And he says, our bill directs the FFA to create regulations to prohibit the storing of live animals in any overhead compartment and establish civil fines for violations. Hashtag woof. Now I'm going here for a minute. Y'all don't miss this. And y'all if y'all ain't hit the share button and invited your friends, shame on you, because they need to be here for this right here. He introduced a bill on March 15th, right, talking about passing a law so that airlines don't put dogs in the overhead bins because it's so sad that the dog died. Yes, it's sad. But here's my question. Senator John N. Kennedy, and then he was accompanied by, who helped him with this? Senator Cortez Mastro. And he's a senator, and she is a senator from the great state of Nevada. She also signed off on this bill. Y'all ready for this? I hope y'all ready for this. So they put a bill up in a day. The dog died one day. They put a bill to the floor in 2 days. In 2 days, they put a bill to the floor saying prohibiting airlines, and they want this thing out there and prohibiting people from putting dogs in overhead containers. But y'all couldn't come together to stop the sale of assault rifles. Children are getting killed, and y'all arguing about putting a bill forward that would stop the sale of assault rifles and stop the sale of assault rifles and guns to kids under the age of 18. And y'all argued about that. It's been a month since that shooting at that school. Y'all do know that, right? It's been a month since the Parkland shooting, a whole month, and they still ain't brought nothing to the floor. But you put a bill on the floor at the U.S. Congress, at the Senate, because a damn dog died in the overhead bin. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I know. Y'all gonna be mad. I'm sorry. Look, I know that there's a group of people in this country, mostly white folks, that love them some dogs. I know y'all love Lassie. Sometimes y'all love Lassie more than y'all love Lassie and Fido and Dino and Butch and whoever else. Y'all love them more than y'all love y'all own kids. I know they are members of the family, but I'd be damned if I'm going to sit on a radio show and listen to y'all stand up on the floor and put a bill forward talking about not killing dogs because the dog got put in an overhead container and him suffocated, but you won't do nothing about guns being sold on the street. You ain't got to believe. Look. Seriously. This is real. I'm on his Twitter page right now, John N. Kennedy, Senator. Look, his Twitter name is at S Kennedy, huh? Y'all know I ain't playing about it. That's his Twitter name. And this is what he put. But you can't get a bill passed. You can't get a bill passed to stop the sale of handguns to children. You can't get a bill passed to stop, but we concerned about the dogs. And I'm not a dog hater. I'm not a big time animal lover, but I don't hate them either. I think, you know, animals belong outside. That's just me. That's just my own thing. I don't have no issue with it. But again, just a reminder, do we have to go all the way back to Michael Vick? You know, they put Michael Vick in jail like he had killed somebody, you know, because it was federal, because he crossed the state line. So they got him on some. He went to the federal penitentiary. He didn't go to the white collar Martha Stewart jail. He didn't go to the Blagojevich jail. He went to the hardcore jail. He was in Leavenworth. So they can put a bill to the floor talking about let's not kill any more dogs on airplanes, but y'all can't come to a decision about selling assault rifles to children. But this is the greatest country in the world. That's what they say. It's the greatest country in the world. Huh? I'm just asking a question. And we're supposed to be okay with this. In what civilized country is this acceptable? I don't know what part of what counties or areas in Louisiana that John Kennedy is currently a senator, but every person of color needs to get out and vote against his behind. He needs to be out of office immediately. Him and this chick from Nevada, U.S. Senator from the great state of Nevada, Cortez Masto. And didn't you just have a major shooting in Nevada a couple years ago at the nightclub? I'm just amazed by this. I mean, they jumped to action. What's the dog's name? Coquito. That's the dog's name. Coquito. K-O-K-I-T-O. So Coquito died. Let me make sure I got this right. Coquito died on the airplane, and these people put a bill to the floor because Coquito suffocated in the overhead compartment. So Coquito died on the airplane. But Tamika gets shot on the street from a handgun, and we can't pass no laws from the assault rifle. Little Tashawn gets killed from the assault rifle. We ain't got no hash. They got hashtags Coquito. I'm trying to understand. I'll take it a step further, because y'all should know where I'm about to go with this. I'm going to take it a step further. So you put a bill to the floor so that dogs don't die on airplanes anymore. But again, the city of Flint, Michigan still ain't got no clean water, and it's been 3 years. You put a bill to the floor talking about a dog that died on an airplane. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Can I go further? So y'all know another dog. Show you the kind of country we live in. Another dog was on his way to Kansas, and they had him in the right little pet container, and they put him underneath the plane in his little carrying thing, and some kind of way the dog ended up in Japan. United Airlines again. The dog ended up in Japan. Oh, wait till you hear the rest of this. Wait till you hear the rest of this, because this is amazing. I got to make sure I get y'all the right information on this one. The dog in Japan. So the dog ended up in Japan, 11,000 miles out of the way. The airline mistakenly sent the 10-year-old German Shepherd across the world to Japan. Now, I'm going to say it like this. Now, I don't mean no harm, but which one of them places do they eat dogs? ain't dogs a delicacy somewhere in Asia? ain't in one of them Asiatic places. Ain't dogs a delicacy? he lucky to make it out alive. But wait a minute. So the dog was supposed to be going to Wichita, but the dog ended up in Japan because he ended up getting put on the wrong airplane in the layover. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, y'all. Wait. It gets better. They knew they messed up. So then the airline said, we are going to put the pet back on the airplane. Wait. And we're going to put him in first class. They was going to put the dog. They were putting the dog. Y'all think I'm clean. Wait. No, Angela. You don't even want to understand the kind of seat he had coming back. Because they was going to put the dog in first class. Y'all pray for me because I'm going to try to get through this without saying some real wrong stuff. They was going to put the dog in first class. But what happened, it was an issue with the flight that they were going to try to get him back on. And because they couldn't get him on the flight, United, oh my God. Oh, Jesus, help us, Lord. United Airlines decided that they were going to they sent the dog back on their corporate jet. The dog flew back on a private plane. He didn't even fly back in first class. First, they're going to put him in first class. This is the dog we're talking about So they were going to put him in first class. And something happened where he couldn't be in the seat on first class. They were going to literally put him in the plane, in the seat, and let him ride in first class. But something happened, and he couldn't get in first class. So they end up putting him, watch this now. They put him on the private United Airlines corporate jet. The dog then flew private. The dog flew in on a G7. The dog from Japan. We make exceptions. I am in shock. They flew the dog back from Japan on a private plane. Now, have any of y'all looked at how much a first class ticket costs? Now, I understand the airline messed up. I get it. I understand they messed up. And when you mess up, you got to pay for some stuff. I get that. But first class, not first class. On the private jet, the corporate jet, you know, the ones that the people making the high six figures that work for United fly back and forth to their destination zone. So the dog didn't have to go through checkout, huh? He didn't have to go through the customs. He had to stand in line. Private jet. And this is okay. This is acceptable. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So No, baby. His owners weren't rich. No. They just moved to Wichita, Kansas. That's not rich. They moved from Oregon to Kansas. And the dog, they flew in coach. On the original flight, they was all in coach. But United, because there was some stuff happening. Because there was some stuff happening. They decided to mess up and put the dog back on a private plane. Right. Exactly. Unbelievable. I'm literally at a loss. I am literally at a loss. Y'all, I'm sorry. This just it is just absolutely amazing that in this time that we live in, that these are the results. These are the results of the times that we live in, and we're supposed to be okay with it. We're supposed to be okay with it. Unbelievable. The dog flew back on a private jet. Now, let me ask you this. You get bumped off your airplane, and United, y'all remember when United and all these other places, and American Airlines, and I got to pick on your people too, United and American Airlines was knocking people off their planes, and they was taking people out of their seats. If you bump me out of my seat, are y'all going to fly me back in in first class? That's probably a no, right? I shouldn't get my hopes up. I just want to know. I'm so serious, man. How is that possible? And we're okay with it. Right. With the I just had to share that with y'all. I'm sorry. That just messed me up. It really did. Okay, so here we are. Here we are. I want to go back to this Flint thing one more time. And I told y'all, and again, y'all ain't helped me out at all. I ain't seen nobody help me out. I'm kind of disappointed in some of y'all, especially some of my Facebook people. I ain't seen that one post because you didn't tag me in it, because I told y'all to tag me in it so I could share it too. I asked y'all to do a real simple thing for me, right? I asked y'all to do a real simple thing. We need to keep Flint, Michigan, and the water crisis in the forefront of the news, on the headline of every news organization, because you're not hearing about it anymore. Unless you live in Michigan, you're not hearing about the water issues anymore. So I asked y'all to do this simple thing for me. I said, please put up a post, hashtag, what about Flint? That's all I asked y'all to do. I asked y'all to do that and then create a post. And then I said, take a picture of a clean bottle of water and a dirty bottle of water, or a clean glass of water and a dirty glass of water, and put it up and then put the hashtag on there, what about Flint? I asked y'all to do this. Now, I don't ask y'all for nothing. I ain't one of these churches or radio shows that's begging y'all to send me no money. You know, if you touch your screen and send me $5.99, you'll be blessed. I ain't doing that. I don't ask y'all for nothing. I don't ask y'all for nothing. I give y'all have fun 3 days a week. I let y'all in. Y'all come in here in my beautiful place, and I let y'all come in and y'all hang out with me, and we have a good time and all that. But I asked y'all to do one little simple thing for me. Hashtag, what about Flint? That's all. Hashtag, what about Flint? I asked y'all to help me out with the whole Flint, Michigan deal, because Flint still does not have clean water. It's been 3 years, and people are still buying water. They're still picking up water. They're still they're flushing their toilets with bottled water because they can't let the water run through their pipes in their house, because the water is destroying their pipes to their homes. So when I asked my Christian, my Jesus-loving, my Holy Ghost-baptized, fire-filled Christian folk friend, I said, help me on my journey. Help me on my way. I said, can y'all please go to your Facebook pages, go to all of your social media streams, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, whatever, and just put up a simple post with a picture of a clean glass of water and a not drinkable or dirty glass of water, and with the hashtag, what about Flint? If you want to get something back on the news, we have to make it viable. We have to make it go viral. I asked y'all to do that 3 days ago. I think I've seen 3 posts. Now, that's sad. Now, I know my people on Instagram, I'm sorry, listening on Blog Talk, y'all can't see me. But y'all got Facebook. Y'all got Facebook, Facebook.com. Y'all got Facebook. Y'all got Twitter. Y'all got Instagram. Y'all got something. Now, some of y'all might not be social media savvy. That's fine. But y'all got something. Y'all got something. Take a picture. Send it. Look, watch this. Maybe you ain't got no. Look, watch this. Maybe you don't want to do it. Take a picture. Email it to the show. We'll post it on your behalf. But we got to get it. I need this to go viral so that we can put this back in the front of the media, so we can put this back on the front page, so that the world knows that there is a town in Michigan where Americans live, a town that's 57% black that does not have running water. 57% black. Because I tell you, if it was 57% white, this water would have been fixed, because the great senator from, I'm just saying. I need y'all to do this. I need y'all to. And I'm disappointed. I'm going to say it like this. Front Street. I got some folk from TTLO that ain't did it. Now, I don't ask for a lot. I got some folk that's here, part of the show. Ain't did it. I need y'all to get on that today for me. That's all I ask y'all to do. Cause this is on my look. I don't know why it's on my heart, but this is on my heart. I need you all to do this. I need you all to do this, right? Because we have to do something so that these people know that we have not forgotten them. Everybody was gung-ho for Flint when it was in the news. Everybody was running to get bottled water. Everybody was doing. But guess what? That water that we gave them 3 years ago, 2 years ago, and we drove that water up there, that water was gone probably in a day and a half, if that. What are we doing, people? We could do better than what we're doing. And we owe them that. These are our people. Nobody going to take care of us but us. Nobody going to take care of us but us. So if we don't do this to put this back in the forefront of the news and keep this in the media and make this be the first thing that pops up when the news comes on, if we don't do this, if we don't make this grow, this will just be another instance of something happening, a catastrophe happening, and nobody going back to check on them. So I'm asking y'all, I beseech you, brethren. I'm begging you, I'm exhorting you to do this. I'm calling on you all to do this. This is a simple request. Hashtag what about Flint? That's all I'm asking you to do. That's it. I think we should be able to do that and do it and make this thing go viral. And it's only gonna go viral with you all's help. I can't do it by myself, right? And I shouldn't have to. And the people in Flint shouldn't have to sit in silent suffering because the rest of the other 49 states have abandoned them because it's no longer popular to send water. It's no longer popular to take your trucks of water up there. It's not popular anymore. I don't think it's a lot for me to ask y'all to do that. What about Flint? This is something we really need to get on, y'all. And I mean, we really need to get on it, because if we don't, look, and we don't even know the ramifications. We don't even know the ramifications of what's happened so far, because there's going to be we don't even know how bad the lead had gotten in the water and people were drinking it and using it. So, again, I implore you all to help us out in this drive to keep this news in, to keep this in the news, because right now it's not in national news. It's only in the news in Flint. It's only in the news in Flint. Tanya, were we able to contact anybody in Flint, in the legislature for Flint, the mayor, maybe, congressman, senator, somebody who represents Flint, Michigan? Were we able to reach out to anybody? Because I want to see what we can do, and I want to talk to them and find out what are they doing. Why aren't they demanding a press conference? And then here's my question. Where is the press at in Flint? What is the press talking about in Flint, Michigan? Why aren't the press in Flint, Michigan making this a national thing? Oh, right, because it's 57% black folks live in Flint. But that's the question. Why isn't the press in Flint demanding answers? I'm sure they live in Flint, too. They're using bottled water, too. Why is there no push to get this water situation fixed in Flint? And I know people want to say, everything ain't racial. Well, prove it to me. Prove it to me that it ain't racial. Because right now, it looks like the only reason that they dragging their feet with this water situation is because it's only affecting the majority of the people that it's affecting happen to look like me. It's 32% white folks live in Flint, but 57% of them are black. Somebody said this to me the other day. I bet you if it had happened in Connecticut, it would have been fixed in a month. Oh yeah, they would have fixed it in a month. They would have ran a new pipe somewhere else from a different source just to make sure that water was clean in Connecticut. I bet you in other parts of Yeah. But this is where we are. And I know y'all probably saying, here he go again with the Flint thing. I don't want y'all to get comfortable because you know what? We relax too here at the radio. Because honestly, I hadn't thought about it. I assumed for some strange reason 3 years in that water situation was fixed. I wrongly assumed that their water situation was fixed. And guess what? No, it's not. So again, I'm asking you all, people listening on the radio side, go to your social media outlets, put up a post, clean glass of water, undrinkable glass of water, hashtag, that's the pound sign, for those of you who don't know what a hashtag is, that's the pound sign, but hashtag, what about Flint? The words, what about Flint? That's what it is. That should be flooding everywhere. There is no excuse for an American city in supposedly the greatest country in the world to be 3 years in and they still not have drinking water, water they can bathe with, water they can shower with, water they can even – and I told you, I just read this to you all on Wednesday. They're flushing their toilets with toilet water. Because they've had to turn off the supply of water to their homes so that their pipes in their homes don't get ruined from this horrible water. What about Flint? What about it? And what are y'all going to do about it? Y'all just going to sit idly by why a city in a state that's majority of our people suffering from not having water, being treated like a third world country, being treated less than human. But we put dogs on private jets when we make a mistake. Y'all don't hear me. We'll put a dog private jet when we make a mistake. We'll put a bill to the floor demanding that the FAA change the rules about dogs being put in overhead bins because a dog died. We'll change the laws for that, but we won't change the laws and do what's necessary or send the funding to a place where human beings, forget the fact that they're black, but where some human beings can have some drinking water. Drinking water. Water to bathe with. And we're supposed to be okay with that. My God, what kind of people are we? What kind of people are we? What kind of people are we? I'm asking, what kind of people are we that's okay and that we can sleep at night and sleep real comfortable? Because we get up in the morning, we flush our toilet without an issue. We don't have no problem. We pull our, I turn my shower on in the morning. I expect the water to come out and I expect it to be, I expect it to be clean. But these people have been without clean water running out of a faucet for 3 years in America. In America. I'm gonna leave it alone for now. I'm just saying. I'm gonna leave it alone for now. Ah. All right. I see it. Okay. I see you. All right. Thank you, Anitra. Anitra, thank you. I had one listener. Now, might be some others, and y'all probably didn't tag me, so I ain't going to say that. But Anitra, I get to say your home name, your whole Facebook name. Anitra, not settling for less than I deserve, just posted hers. And I'm sure finna share it. I'm going to share it right now to TTLO. God bless you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Bless you. My. That's all right with me. Somebody was listening. They post that on the TTLO page. Amen. Can't share it on the TTLO timeline. Because what you do, make it private? Did you post this privately or something? So can't nobody. Oh, it's been shared with Anitra's friends and Dana. Okay, how come I can't share it then? All right, let me try it again. Let me see if I can get that in there. Amen. All right, let's try it again. All right, so anyway, we're good. I just want to put that out there for you all because I want you all to be able to – okay, there it is. Good. Now we're good. I just want you all to see that because it needs to happen. We need to make it viral, man. We need to. We need to. We got to put this out here so that y'all know it. Right? Got to get it done. Amen. So, hey, look. All right, I'm off my soapbox for now. I had to do that, though. God bless y'all. It's so many of y'all that popped in here on Facebook, and I done missed so many of y'all's names. But let me just go through the ones I see. If I don't call your name, please say something to me, remind me, or hit me a thumbs up or something. Let me see what I can see. Angela Johnson, my twin, God bless you. Felicia Martin, yes, ma'am. Trinette Wilson, God bless you. Larry Concierge White, Veronica Blessed Marshall, and Evangelist Akil, God bless you. Anitra, God bless you. Kayla Lewis, God bless you. Leslie Lewis, God bless you. Marion Cunningham, God bless you. Daniel Garrett, what's going on, Pastor? God bless you. David M. Bird Jr., God bless you. Lachelle Williams, God bless you. Shamika Brooks, God bless you. Joanne Mathis, God bless you. Greg LaFleur, Austin in the house, what's going on? God bless you. Ali Quamara, I think I got that right. Ali Quamara, God bless you. Sybil Haywood Rainey, God bless you. Tammy Warren, God bless you. Shirley Diggs Moyer, God bless you. Oh, my God. Apostle Joseph C. Kyles, God bless you. Freddie Bogan, what's going on, man? God bless you. Tracy Smith, Keith Cox, Bessie Nichols, God bless you. Gina Pryor, God bless you. Marquita Lady Organist Dixon, well, God bless you. A. Ramon Moore, Linda Lofton, Paula Campbell, what's going on? God bless you. Sylvia Allen Evans, God bless you. Shirley Savage, God bless you. And McCall Harris, God bless you as well. I'm sorry. That's not, his name is not McCall, and I call his name wrong all the time. How is it pronounced again? Angela just corrected me the other day. Is it McCall? I think it's McCall, not McCall. I think it's McCall. I think it's McCall Harris. God bless you, sir. Bless you. Thank y'all so much for listening and watching. Amen. So many of y'all, I probably missed your stuff, but God bless you anyway. Amen, amen, amen. And then those of you watching on Ustream who I can't see, because y'all in here as anonymous. I can't see y'all either, but God bless you too. I don't know who y'all are over here on the Ustream side, but bless you. Bless you and yours as well. Amen, 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 and amen. So anyway, and the chat rooms are open too on Ustream, so you can go in and send us a message on the stream. Amen, amen. So look, that's what's happening with that. I want to share that, but again, we got to keep Flint in the forefront, y'all. We got to keep it out there. I don't want y'all to miss this. This other thing happened, man. Did you all see this bridge collapse in Florida? My God. At least 6 people are crushed to death. And they said people are still underneath. There's possibility there are more people still underneath this bridge. The bridge just opened, and this bridge collapsed. It says 6 people were killed and 10 others hospitalized in the collapse of a pedestrian bridge that was still under construction at Florida International University, police say. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I want to talk about something else, though. You know, Wednesday, we were talking about the kids in locally and around the country did the walkout for the shooting in Parkland. So we had kids walk out here in the city of Chicago. Tanya, help me out. What was the school that the kids left school and was acting up? What school was that? Because I want to make sure I call the right school. I don't want to besmirch the wrong school's name. But what was the school that the kids who were supposed to be walking out, as far as the peaceful protest and to show some community activism, what was the school where the folks left out and they decided to do something else in the thing? Paula Campbell, I miss seeing you too. I miss seeing you too, Paula. I do, but you can see me. You can come visit me. I didn't leave. See, you know, I had to clear stuff up all the time. I have not left the church. I'm upstairs right now. I have not left the church. I am simply on assignment at Ebenezer, at the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. That's why I am on assignment until May. I am doing. When you call to preach, God puts a call in your life. When somebody calls you and they need you to come do it, you just have to go do it. And I am not on assignment here. I am on assignment there. So that's where I am, and that's where I'll be until the end of May. And hopefully everything will be done, and they'll get their stuff, whatever they're going to decide they're going to do at that point over there, and then I'll be back home over here at the kingdom. But I miss y'all too. over here. Yeah, yeah. So this but I want to find out, Tanya, you can help me out. What was the name of the school where the kids in Chicago here went out and did some stuff that they weren't supposed to be doing during the peaceful protest? It was who?
Simeon.
It was Simeon. Okay, thank you. Simeon. So let me help you all out. So Wednesday, thank you so much, Tanya. Wednesday, schools around the country and here locally in Chicago did a peaceful, what was supposed to be a walkout in regards to the shooting that happened in Parkland, Florida. And what they were supposed to do was they were supposed to go out and do this thing, right? And go out, they released balloons. They were out there for 17 minutes for the people who got shot, and then they were out there for the local police officer that got killed here and all that stuff, right? That's what they were supposed to be out there doing. But let me read you something. This is from the news report from March the 15th, yesterday. The video was posted March 15th. It was updated today at 5:48 p.m. Amateur video shows dozens of students. Chicago police are trying to identify the dozens of students from Simeon, however you'd like to say it, Simeon Career Academy, who they say took part in vandalism spree while they were supposed to be protesting guns. Shoppers and store employees were stunned by the destruction Wednesday morning at the Walmart in Chatham Market on the south side of Chicago. Chicago police say it started when students at a neighboring Simeon Academy, Career Academy, were allowed to leave the school for 17 minutes to take part in the nationwide walkout to protest guns. Police say between 40, now I'm reading the article now, it's allegedly, because you will find out some more stuff later. It says police say between 40 and 60 of those students crossed the street and trashed parts of the store, knocking over product displays, yanking items off shelves, breaking packages, and stealing small items like chips and candy. In a statement, Chicago Public Schools spokesperson says, "We are very concerned by these allegations, and we are reviewing the matter." Some of the students that Fox 32 talked to at Simeon say they're angry that a walkout intended to promote peace instead led to vandalism and violence. Fox 32 showed the video of 21st Ward Alderman Howard Brookins, who was instrumental in getting the big box retailers to move to the South Side. He says, "We worked hard to try to get these national retailers to come into our community, and this doesn't help us. It makes no sense to tear up the community which you call home." He says, Chicago police spokesman said they're reviewing what he calls high-quality video surveillance from the Walmart to identify the students at fault, as well as the video posted to social media. He says those students will likely be charged with misdemeanors and face discipline from the school. Let me say this, and I know this is probably not going to go over well, but let me say this. If you left school, and I don't care if parents are listening or not, and I know this is probably not going to go over well, I don't think you ought to be expelled from the school, but the most suspension they could give you, they ought to give you. I don't care if you were an honor student or the worst student in the classroom. You ought to be able to get the highest level of suspension possible. And then they ought to give you, as far as legal and criminal justice goes, you ought to be forced to do some community service. Because here we are, people like myself and other people in this community fighting to get jobs in community. See, this irritates my whole spirit. We're fighting to get jobs in communities and bring grocery stores to what's known as food deserts, and then y'all go in the store because it's fun and tear the damn store up. What makes you think that's right? What makes you think you're out here and then you wonder why folks of a different ilk, a different color, don't want y'all to protest? Because, see, it only takes one. Because, see, this will put a black eye over all of the other protests that were peaceful. Because you know what's on Fox News' website right now in Chicago locally? It ain't the peaceful protest. It's you idiots who went into Walmart and tore the store up during the protest. So now we ain't talking about the protest no more. We're talking about 40 or 50 kids who supposed to be outside peacefully protesting, tearing up a store. Well, your mama probably got a job. Or you might be looking for a job yourself in the future. Idiots. Somebody told me to stop using the word idiots. I'm sorry. Idiots. In this case, idiots. But then you'll say, well, there's no opportunities for us. You're ruining your opportunity. You're ruining it. Now, why would the next big national retailer want to come to your area? I got in my mind right now, why this area, the Austin area, is a food desert. Yeah, we got a grocery store, Leamington. But then the next store is in Oak Park, and the next one is all the way down in Garfield. There is no grocery stores on the west side of Chicago. There's no main, no national grocery stores on the west side of Chicago. And no wonder these people won't come, because the first thing they said, well, the people won't buy, and then they're going to tear our stuff up, and it's going to be a high theft rate. And guess what? You got 50 high school kids tearing up the store. But you want them to come and invest in your communities. And then watch this. These parents are going, well, that, my baby wouldn't do that. Yes, that's your baby on video. And you heard the report. High quality HD video, meaning they can spot the pimple on your child's nose. Yes, they see his crooked teeth and braces. Yes, we see all of that. That's your boy. That's your girl. Tearing up stuff in the Walmart. But you want them to invest in your community, but on a time like this, you taking advantage of it to do something else. Shame on you. Shame on you. And I know the Chatham area. Every last one of them kids that's found on that videotape, they ought to be outside wearing them swap jerseys from the county sheriff and cleaning the Chatham community. If it's 50 of them, what does it say? 40 to 60 kids. You 40 to 60 of them kids every day ought to be outside cleaning vacant lots, cleaning up around the school, or you get this or jail. Those are your options. I don't care if it's your first offense, this or jail. This or jail, pick one. You pick. Unbelievable. It's just mind boggling to me. And this is what takes place. This is all the news is going to talk about. And then when you read the comments for people, the first thing they say is they shouldn't have been allowed to leave the school. They shouldn't have been allowed to protest. They shouldn't have been allowed to do this. And then when somebody get on the news, and I'm going to say the word right here because I'm going to say it and y'all can't do nothing about it. Somebody get on the news and say and call them a bunch of animals. Y'all going to get offended. Y'all going to get offended if somebody get on the news and says, well, they're just a bunch of animals. Oh, I'm sorry. Can I use the term that if they were white children, because if it was white children, or just overzealous teenagers. Sorry, they were just overzealous. Yeah, they were just excited. They were overzealous teenagers who decided to go in and tear up the Walmart. They were overzealous. No, they some fools, some idiots. It's just that simple. All right, y'all, look, I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to jump right into today's conversation. It's going to be good. Three distractions your worship leader's heart wrestles with. Three distractions your worship leader's heart wrestles with. That's going to be today's conversation. So I'm going to take a real quick break. Let me do this. I'm going to do this right here. Yeah, I'm going to play this for the peoples over here. Yeah, let me just do this. You know what? I'm going to go back. Let me get this little bit of this ABK Jesus, my average. We'll be right back, y'all. Hello. Y'all, we got this really good article, man, and I want to jump into this thing, man. It's been a good time so far. Again, if you can, I want to give y'all this too real quick. So I got two quick church announcements, and then we're going to move on. This weekend, Kingdom Baptist Church is celebrating its annual Men's Day service. This weekend, Kingdom Baptist Church here locally in Chicago is celebrating its Men's Day, its annual Men's Day service. You guys are welcome to come out Men's Day weekend starting tomorrow at 10 a.m. We'll be having a prayer breakfast here at 10 a.m. starting tomorrow. And you guys are welcome to attend that starting tomorrow. The breakfast is absolutely free, doesn't cost you anything. And I'm excited for you guys to come out. You're not asking for anything. If you want to leave a donation, you can, but there's no pressure. But we're looking forward to you guys coming out tomorrow to our annual Men's Day breakfast, prayer breakfast tomorrow. And then Sunday is the culmination of Men's Day, which is our Men's Day service. There's a morning service that starts at 11 o'clock, and then there's an afternoon service that starts promptly at 3:30 p.m. There's both of those. So you're more than welcome to come out to either one of those. And that's here on the west side of Chicago at Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. The address is 301 North Central, 301 North Central. You're welcome to come out and be a part of that with us. Now, if I won't be here for the morning service, I won't be here for the morning service, but I will most likely be here for the afternoon service. And in the afternoon, now, so you can be here for the afternoon. It's supposed to be a musical in the afternoon. The men normally put on the concert, and we normally have guests coming in from other churches, other guest men's choirs. So you guys are definitely welcome to be here. Again, that's for our annual Men's Day service here at Kingdom Baptist Church. But Sunday morning, if you're not able to come to Kingdom for the Men's Day service Sunday morning, I will be at Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church on the south side of Chicago. The address for Ebenezer Baptist Church is 4501 South Vincennes. The historic, let me make sure I say that right. I have to make sure I put that out there. The historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church on the birthplace of gospel music. Y'all do know that, right? Yeah, right. So Ebenezer Baptist Church, the birthplace of gospel music. I will be preaching there Sunday morning at 11 o'clock service. So if you can sneak away from your church home, or if you just want to come visit, they got a nice parking lot. It's a safe area, because I know some of y'all might live in the burbs and get a little nervous, but it's 4501 South Vincennes. You can park right. They got a big old parking lot, and you walk right into the church. But you can come and support your boy. Let me know you're there. You know, give me a wave. Like, I ain't gonna, some of y'all, if I've never seen you, I ain't gonna know who you are anyway. But you can say something to me afterwards, after church is over. But look, I'm excited about it. I've been serving over there, working over there with them all month. And I'm on assignment, on loan from my church here. So please come out and support. I would love to see a couple of friendly faces, or some faces that I don't know, or introduce me to some people. Y'all are more than welcome to come out. So that is this Sunday, Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. That address is 4501 South Vincennes Avenue, right on the south side of Chicago. It's nowhere. It's easy to get to. Amen. So I'm looking forward to seeing whoever I might see there. Always need some pretty face. Always need some smiling faces. Smile back at you. You can preach and teach real good when some folk appreciate, when some folk are hungry for it, right? Amen. Ain't nothing like it. Let me say this too, man. Wednesday night, let me share this with y'all. Wednesday night, I had the privilege of teaching. I've been teaching Bible study over there all month, and there is nothing like teaching to some folk who appreciate it. Can I say that? I just said it, though, didn't I? Okay. There's nothing like teaching to some folk that appreciate your teaching, and appreciating the time and the energy and the stuff, that the work that you put into it. And you could tell some people that are appreciative of the word based off of how they respond, right? And you know, they, because they come looking for answers. They're coming looking for – they're not coming to see, well, what he got on this weekend. You know, well, let me see, is he going to be mad about this, about that? They just come looking for some stuff. And it just felt good, man, to be in an environment where people appreciate what it is you're doing, man. So it was an amazing time, and I'm grateful for the people over there. Shout out to Deacon Mayberry and the crew over there at Ebenezer Baptist Church, man. So it was a good time. But if you want to come see me, you can see me, meet me. I promise you, I won't run from you. If you come tell me, hey, I'm a listener from Taking Limits Off Radio, that's why I'm here. I'm used to some of my Kingdom family might be able to sneak out. Now, I know, you know, Reverend Clemens be checking for y'all when y'all ain't there, or when y'all ain't here. He quick to say you wasn't there, so I don't want y'all to get in no trouble. But for those of you who can come, come holler at your boy. 4501 South Vincennes. Y'all look, let him, y'all come back next week. Y'all ain't losing nobody. But I like if a few folk can come out and support your boy over on the south side. Anyway, let's get into this conversation, because this is gonna be good. Three distractions. If I could read, three distractions your worship leader's heart wrestles with. Three distractions your worship leader's heart wrestles with. That's today's topic of conversation. We're going to jump into that, because as a worship leader, you got to be careful. You can be easily distracted when you're a worship leader. It's easy to be distracted. It's easy to get caught up and other things can throw you off your game. It's easy for those things to sneak in and knock you off your square. So I want to make sure that the purpose of this article today is to get you guys not to be distracted and to show you what we can do to stop you from being distracted. Amen. So let's jump right into this. I'm not sure what's going on Instagram. I'm going to try to get this back up for y'all, but it kind of went away. But we're going to see what we can do for y'all on the gram. That's what we're going to see what we can do for y'all on Instagram so we can see if we can get y'all back on. Amen. All right. Now let's see what we got. Let's see if that works. All right. So that should help. Okay, good. We back up on the gram. Amen. Amen. Let me make sure I ain't miss nothing over here. Amen. And for those of you watching on Ustream, y'all good? Yes, you are. Amen. All right. So let's jump right into this. The writer says this. He says, "Dear worship leader, musician, singer, and creative artist, we know the drill. Shiny guitars, red keyboards, set designs and set lists, countdowns and title packages, custom patches and custom in-ears, smiling greeters and smiling worship leaders, jangly guitars and pumping fists, backing tracks and backing vocals." He says, "They are, in fact, elements of weekend service, and I love them, all of them." He says, "At the core, these things are superfluous." He says, "But in my heart and in my heart of many leaders, they are tools that represent our desire to push the envelope of creativity, serve our congregations with methods that point clearly to Jesus and display excellence unto the Lord, because after all, he deserves the best that we have within our hands." Okay, let's go. So he says, here we go. "Be motivated by excellence." Be motivated by excellence. He says, "I place a high value upon excellence and admire people who do the same. But excellence simply isn't a point of personal appreciation. In fact, excellence is a biblical mandate." Oh, my God. Can I help somebody? Excellence is a biblical mandate. Paul said this in Colossians 3, 23 and 24. Paul says this. He says, let me make sure I get this for you real quick. Paul says this. He says, "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that our Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ." There it is right there. So that's the Apostle Paul said that, right? He says, when we demonstrate excellence, we demonstrate the nature of our God who is excellent. But excellence is not to be confused with the slippery, frustrating slope of perfection. Often the pursuit of perfection is an elusive and unattainable trap that yields minimal progress. He says, hidden within that misguided pursuit is the temptation to become distracted from our primary purpose as creative artists, and that's lifting the name of Jesus. Can we talk about that? I think excellence is an absolute must. I believe every ministry that's in the church should be ran in excellence. Not perfection, but in excellence. What do you mean? What I mean is you have the best possible plan for service you can put together every week. That doesn't mean some stuff might happen. That doesn't mean something might break. Somebody might not show up. Solo singer who's been practicing for the last 3 weeks for the new song gets sick the night before. Anything could happen. But what I'm saying is when you have properly planned out everything and you have a spirit of excellence, not a spirit of perfection, but a spirit of excellence simply means I'm going to do my very best. Because as the scripture says in Colossians, I'm going to do it as I'm doing it unto God. Well, because I'm doing this for God, I don't want God to see no mess. I want to bring my best to the table when I'm serving the Lord. I want to give him my absolute best. I don't want him to see. I know there's going to still be some flaws, and I know I have my own imperfections. But what I want to display before God during worship is the best I have to offer. Because see, I don't want to put something before God and God looks at me and says, "Well, you know, I've seen you do better. I know you have better in you because I put it in you." See, it's hard to accept less when you know there's better in some people. Uh-oh. You ever rented a car when your car was in the shop and they gave you a car that was better than the one you were driving? I'm going to help somebody. You ever rented a car and the car that they gave you was much better than the car you were driving, right? Come on now, I'm going to help somebody. And you got in that car, and you were like, oh, my God, you know. You know, like the first time I ever got in a car with heated seats. And I was like, ooh. And then the first time I ever got in a car with cooling seats, I said, woo. Or, you know, they had a car with a little faster engine than the one you're used to and had all these extra features. And because you had them in there, you started playing with every one of them. And then all of a sudden, you went and got back in your car. Uh-oh. Right, right, Felicia. You, after a while, you act like it was yours. Right. So you drove this car around for about a week or so, right? Right. You drove this car around for about a week or so, and then all of a sudden, you had to take it back and get your car. Now, your car had been fixed. They done got the dents out. They done worked out whatever the issue was. They done washed it for you. They done cleaned the inside. It smells new and all that. But you get in the car, and you say, wait a minute. This ain't what I had. This ain't the best. This is good, but I've been in better. And what happens is in your mind, you go, I want to strive for that. That's what should happen in church. See, in church, we get excited about the program. We get greeters at the, if you don't have these normal things at your church, all the time, then you do these extra things. You go the extra mile because it's Family and Friends Day. Well, you know, it's Family and Friends Day, and we're going to have all these strange people running around the church, so we need to have greeters. It's Family and Friends Day. We need to make sure all of our ushers are on the door. It's Family and Friends Day. We need to make sure that there's extra toilet paper in the bathroom. It's Family and Friends. But when it ain't that, then we're just good with whatever we got. We're good with whatever we got. We're fine. We're comfortable with mediocre. But God has seen you give your best. He has seen you give your best. So why would you get distracted with, I'm not saying get distracted with perfection. I'm saying you need to fall into the line of excellence. Do it as though you're doing it unto God. Whew, my God. Then the writer says this. He says, don't get distracted. He says, on the subject, the writer of Hebrews admonishes us best as recorded in Hebrews 12:2. I'm reading the Amplified Bible. He says, looking away from all that will distract to Jesus. Looking away to Jesus, who is the leader and the source of our faith and is also its finisher, as it pertains to us, as he says, as also as our finisher, bringing it to maturity and perfection. He says, as it pertains to us in worship, I believe there are three distractions that knock on our door regularly. Let's go. First one is this. Individualism. Uh-oh. Y'all get this. I'm going to make sure I get this for you. Individualism is the first one. The writer says this. He says, In the 2000, the hit alternative song My Way, an anthem of self-reliance and pride, is made known. He says, yes, this time I'm let it all come out. This time I'm going to stand up and shout. I'm going to do all things my way. It's my way, or the highway. He says, how many of us have subtly served in ministry with the theme at work in our hearts? You know what I'm talking about, especially as artists. He says, I think I prefer, or I feel, or I this, or I that. It has to be your way. You have to move away from individualism. Individualism does not get the mission accomplished. The writer goes on, he says this. He says, now there's certainly nothing wrong with having an opinion or a preference, but being opinionated about issues that really don't concern us is detrimental to the long-term health of our teams and overall development of our potential. Can I read that again? Being overly opinionated about issues that really don't concern you. Can I help you? You don't know anything about this ministry. You don't know how it functions. You don't know what it takes to run it, but you always got an opinion about it. Is that helping anybody? Is that helping anybody? Danielle, did you push one? Because I believe you pushed one because I see the question mark next to your number on the screen. I just popped up on the screen. You might want to push one again. Amen. I'm just curious. How can you be so opinionated about a ministry that you do not serve on? How can you become so opinionated about something you know nothing about? Well, you know, I think we ought to do this. I think you ought to do this. And I really think we got to get this running and we got to get this. Well, you know nothing about it. Whew, the writer says this. He says, more specifically, Webster's Dictionary defines individualism as the belief that the needs of each person are more important than the needs of the whole society or group. The actions or attitudes of a person who does those things without being concerned about what other people will think. Oh, my God. He says, we all have limitations, and as much allowing other perspectives into our lives helps us grow in areas we would otherwise miss. Point being, we don't know what we don't know. He says, I believe it's for that reason Solomon advised us, where there is no counsel, purposes are frustrated. But with many counselors, they are accomplished. Proverbs 15 and 22. He says, and if that wasn't enough evidence that we can successfully navigate our own lives, Ecclesiastes 4 and 12 says this. He said, by yourself, you are unprotected. With a friend, you can face the worst. Can you round up a third? He says, a three-stranded rope isn't easily snapped. The second common distraction to worship artists is comparison. Oh, my, 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 my. This was good, y'all. Individualism. And don't get me wrong. I've said this before. It's easy to want to do stuff by yourself when people when you try to depend on other people to do it, and it seems like there's always failure. It's easy to get caught up wanting to do things alone. It's easy to caught up wanting to do things alone. It really is. It really is. Let me get y'all. That was number one. All right. Number two says, and we're good. We're on time, too. We on time, Tanya. You ain't got to fuss today. We on time. Number two says this. Comparison. The writer says, recorded in 2 Corinthians 10 and 12, the Apostle Paul said, not that we have the audacity to venture to class or even to compare ourselves with some who exalt and furnish. Testimonies for themselves. However, when they measure themselves with themselves and compare themselves to one another, they are without understanding and behave unwisely. That's 2 Corinthians 10 and 12. He says, Paul describes those who thrive upon comparison as being unwise. He says, I believe comparison reduces our valuable uniqueness to an overwhelming sense of insignificance and discouragement. Most often, comparison is fueled by insecurity, which has its roots in pride. Simply stated, comparison derails us from maximizing the potential God has placed upon our lives. Additionally, comparison traps us into building our own kingdom of self-importance, a situation in which even Jesus' brothers found themselves. Woo! Can I help somebody? In John 7, 4 and 5, Jesus, he says, his brother said, why don't you leave here and go up to the feast so your disciples can get a good look at the works you do? No one who intends to be publicly known does everything behind the scenes. If you're serious about what you're doing, come out in the open and show the world. His brothers were pushing him like this because they didn't believe him. They didn't believe in him either. John 7, 4 and 5. Interestingly, Jesus knew that in the right time, his father would lift him up. How true is that for us today? We so easily take credit for our gifting, perform from that identity, and he says, take our selfies, broadcast our highlight reel to the world, and wonder why we flatline so quickly. Know this, comparison is a thief of your God-birthed identity and purpose. And not far from comparison is the third distraction, common to worship, negativity. My, 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 my. How many times have you tried, and again, it's natural to look at your surroundings and want to compare them to other people. It's natural to look at other churches and other ministries and other churches and say, well, man, we should be able to do that. We should be able to set that up. How come we can't do that like them? It's natural to want to do that. But you can't let comparisons take you away from what God has already breathed into you. You can't allow that to happen, right? You can't allow that to happen. You just can't allow that to happen. Let's keep going. Number three says this. Last one. The writer says this. Negativity. He says, one of my least favorite responses to a challenge, it can't be done. He says, over the years of leading teams, I've noticed that this statement usually emanates from a frustration with a lack of resources, staging, musicians, talent, equipment, technology, etc. He says, friends, there's always a way to accomplish a task. Having the attitude of a can-do team member is far more than what comes out of your mouth. He says 85% of all communication of meaning is nonverbal. So I ask, what does your body language speak to everyone on your team? Oh, my God. Negativity is a cancer to your team culture. Consistently negative people are often selfish people who offer themselves in order to satisfy an emotional or egotistical need. He says, not a kingdom building need. As such, a common byproduct of negativity is divisiveness. He says, on the subject, the Apostle Paul instructs, if people are causing divisions among you, give a first and second warning. After that, have nothing more to do with them. Titus 3:10. Y'all heard what he said. I'm reading the scripture. If people are causing divisions among you, give a first and second warning. After that, have nothing more to do with them. That's Bible. Titus 3:10. He says, as severe as those words are, it goes to prove how important unity is in our team culture. He says, to me, it comes down to understanding that the local church is the house of God, not the restaurant of God. And in a house, we serve. Woo, my. Oh, that blessed me. You know what? Negative people, you don't want to be around negative people. And just because people don't agree with you, don't make them negative. Can I say that? Just because people don't agree with you, don't make them negative. Negativity is people always trying to tear other people down. Negativity is people always saying, well, I got a better idea, but that idea never comes to fruition. They decline everything you put to the table, but then they never bring anything back to the table. Y'all don't hear me. They decline everything you bring, but they never offer nothing. They never offer anything. But we're supposed to be okay with that. We're supposed to be fine with that. But they never offer anything. Let's keep going. This is the end part. The writer says, I pray that we stir each other up to keep the main thing. He says, may the resources we're blessed with simply be tools to advance the cause of Christ in our local churches. May we find the greatest treasures in each other as we bring the gospel to the world. And may we realize that the root in our hearts determines the quality of fruit we all desire. That's good. I know this wasn't a shouting article, but we were talking about distractions, and this applies to all of us, even in our everyday lives. This can apply to you in your work life, everywhere, whether it be in the church or whether it be in the secular world. This applies to all of us, and I really think it would help us if we took some of this stuff to heart. Amen. This was good. Let us pray real quick, and then we're going to get out of here. Father God, we thank you, God, for the time we've had. God, we thank you for a powerful week here at TTLO Radio. God, we thank you for a powerful week in the lives of our listeners, God. We thank you for all the responses, God. We thank you for those who have taken to the task, God. God, right now, God, we come on behalf of, God, praying first for Flint, Michigan. God, we know you haven't forgot about Flint. But God, right now we ask that you would soften the hearts of those who sit in seats of power. God, that they would recognize that they still have a job to do. And that God, that you allow them to sit in those seats in high places so that they could do those jobs. God, right now we ask that you would soften their hearts, God, and put the memory of Flint back in the forefront of their minds right now, God. Then, God, we come on behalf of the families of those who were affected by the bridge collapse in Florida, God. God, we know that they're going through some things right now, God, but we understand that there is a catastrophe there, God. But, God, you're omniscient, so that means you're everywhere, God. So, God, send your spirit everywhere, God. Send your spirit to Flint, Michigan right now, God. Send your spirit to Florida right now, God, and be a comforter to those who are in distress, God. And then even those of us here in Chicago, God, send your spirit here, God, so that we may have a spirit of excellence, God, so that we can understand that what we don't do for ourselves, but we do it as though we were doing it unto God. So, God, send us your spirit, God. We ask that you would keep us safe as we go back and forth, God, and that we would forever give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Look, y'all, I got to go. It's been wonderful. It's been a wonderful, wonderful day. Again, if you're in the city of Chicago tomorrow, if you want to come out and have breakfast, y'all can do two things for me, right? Y'all can help my church out, and then y'all can come support your boy. So Saturday, y'all can come to the prayer breakfast, and y'all can meet me at the prayer breakfast. I'll be in the kitchen cooking. I got to cook the eggs. I'm the best egg cooker this side of heaven. I got to cook the eggs, right? I got to cook the eggs, scrambled, all that good stuff, right? Now, if you come and see me and you request the sunny side up, I might be able to help you out. I ain't making no omelets, but I might be able to help you out. But come see your boy at the Men's Day Prayer Breakfast tomorrow, 10 a.m., 301 North Central, Kingdom Baptist Church. When you get to the door, tell them you're looking for Dana. And they'll come find me. I'll be in the kitchen. But when you get to the door, tell them you're looking for Dana. 301 North Central. We got parking here. There's parking on the street. 301 North Central, Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. Look it up if you want to come out. Free breakfast tomorrow morning from 10 until it's gone. Right? It's a prayer breakfast, so we're going to have some singing, a little praying, a little preaching, a little all of that. But you're going to get to eat real good. And we got the good stuff. Bacon, sausage, eggs, grits, biscuits. Huh? Come on now. And then for those of you all who are not quite right, who eat turkey bacon, it might be a piece of that for you somewhere. I ain't making no promises, but it might be a piece of turkey bacon for you. Because y'all ain't right. Eating turkey bacon is not of God. But you're welcome to do that too. So come join us. Join me Saturday morning. Y'all can come out and support my brothers here at the church for our Men's Day Prayer Breakfast. And then Sunday, you can come support your boy over at Ebenezer, the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the whole birthplace of gospel music on the south side of Chicago. And the address for that place is 4501 South Vincennes Avenue. South Vincennes Avenue, that's Ebenezer Baptist Church over there. So please come and join us. That's in the Bronzeville neighborhood. It's the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. Come check us out. I'll be there 11 o'clock delivering the morning worship service sermon of the word for the day. That day, y'all pray my strength and pray for. I'm looking forward to seeing some of y'all. And y'all help brother out now. And then last thing, what about Flint? Thank you, Anitra, for being the only listener so far. I'm sorry, let me not say that, because Andrew did it earlier. Thank you for doing that. But we need to keep Flint in the forefront of our minds. Y'all help out Flint, Michigan. I need y'all to start post ahead. Darius Williams, God bless you, sir. I see you just popped on. Darius, you can help me with this big time. You got enough listeners to get this done and enough followers. Hashtag what about Flint? I need y'all to remember Flint, Michigan. Darius, if you can get your folk and I can get my folk to start this and make this thing go viral, hashtag Flint, what about Flint? That's all it is. Hashtag what about Flint? If we can get this thing to go viral, it would help immensely, because Flint is out of the news. So if we can get this thing to go viral, it would be absolutely amazing. I'd appreciate y'all, whoever can help me out with that. But do the post like I asked you. Clean glass of water, dirty glass of water, hashtag what about Flint. If we get that thing to go viral, it will really help get that situation fixed a whole lot quicker. But we need help. And social media, you all can do it. Facebook, you can do it. Twitter, you can do it. Instagram, you can do it. Ustream, you can do it. And those of you listening on the Blog Talk Radio side, you can do it too. So that's what I need y'all to do. God bless y'all, man. I got to go. It's been a great service. I really appreciate y'all. Love y'all, man. It's been good. I see some of y'all this weekend. 301 North Central for the breakfast. 4501 South Vincennes for the word. Y'all come hear your boy. I'll be out of here, man. I got to go. Y'all stay blessed. TTLO. I'm going to get y'all this over here.
We learned in Zimbabwe.
We'll get y'all some Alpha.
You are Alpha.
Over here. But over here, we're going to finish
and
out. And y'all say this. TTLO.
We worship you.
We give you. Alpha and Omega.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
We give you all.
One more time, all over this building. Declare it, declare it.